Jonathan Feeney, and also Cam Brennan, and Stone Freeman, and they have some questions for you. Why don't we start with Stone Freeman, question for Troy Brown.
First off, thank you, Mr. Brown, for everything, putting it all on the field every Sunday with your time spent with the Patriots. But my question is, whether going into a preseason game or the Super Bowl, how did you prepare mentally for a game? Physically, not really easy to prepare, but it's a lot easier than actually getting in the zone, the Super Bowl. How did you prepare mentally for a game? Physically, not really easy to prepare, but it's a lot easier than actually getting in the zone, getting ready to enter a game-like atmosphere. How did you do that relatively quickly as well?
As far as getting ready for a preseason game or a regular season game?
Yes.
You want to, I put all of them the same. Once I got past that rookie stage and those types of things, obviously when I was a rookie, everything was so intense that, you know, you didn't really know the difference between the two anyway. But as I got older and I was a true professional in what I was doing, I still had to keep some of that same mentality about how I prepared to go out there and play, because I wanted to be sharp going into the regular season. Now, of course, there's things that you knew you weren't going to play the entire game, or you may not play as many plays as you thought you were going to play, or whatever, more than what you thought you were going to play. But with Bill Belichick, he always kept you prepared. So you never knew when you were coming out and going back into the game, but you really had to know who you were playing against. If you wanted to go out and catch some passes and make some plays during the preseason game, but that's the one thing about it. I have to kind of approach it in a manner that, you know, no matter who's out here on the field, it could be a rookie, it could be a free agent, kind of just drafted, I have to kind of know a little bit about this guy so I can have a better chance of being successful. So I kind of took the same approach throughout the course of the preseason that I would do during the regular season once I got a little bit older and wires in my career.
Troy, now we have a question from Bishop Hendrickson student Cam Brett. Go right ahead, Cam.
Troy, you've spent many years with the Patriots. Overall, what do you think was the best year, whether it been the 18-0 season in 2007 or the three Super Bowls that you won with Tom?
Oh, man. You know what? I mean, I was blessed to play 15 years, and I can remember a lot of things from my rookie year. I can remember a lot of things from my second year being cut, and remember that humbling me and making a promise to myself that I would never get cut again, you know, and all those things. There's so many things that go into a season that humbling me and making a promise to myself that I would never get cut again, you know, and all those things. There's so many things that go into a season. There's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of energy and a lot of time, a lot of hard work put in to a season before you even get to the season. So that kind of makes all of them special in his way. But I understand what you're saying. You look at the Super Bowls and the way we won a lot of those Super Bowls. And I think the events leading up to 2001 with 9/11 happening after the first week of the season, and we just lost that game to Cincinnati, and then we lose thousands of lives in a horrific terror incident in New York City, and planes come out of Boston and whatnot. And to have my team be called the Patriots, and we lost our starting quarterback, you know, our franchise quarterback in Drew Bledsoe, and then have a young...
The student staff of the Bishop Hendrickson Sports Network. Troy, one of the reasons I'm looking forward to Wednesday night, and again, folks, it's this Wednesday night. It's the event for the Bill Belichick Foundation. It's happening at the Boston Harbor Hotel, 5:30 to 8. A panel discussion featuring Coach Belichick, also Teddy Bruschi, and Troy Brown. Troy, as someone that I've gone up each week for Media Day with the Patriots, and Coach Belichick, you don't get a lot out of him. He's pretty scripted. I'm actually anxious to see him just kind of go off script and be able to talk like this.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. I've heard him deal with some media before, and I know there'll be a lot of media after this event on Wednesday night. So, you know, and I've seen him in the Nets before a long time ago, and we did the Veterans event. I think we did something for one of the local banks, well, a big bank there in town in Boston, and where I think he kind of got the idea from to do this panel discussion. So, I think the people will be, they'll probably be entertained and thrilled that he'll be able to open up a little bit about his coaching style, about some of his players. Particularly, I guess, Teddy and myself will be there. I'm not even sure what he's going to say or what he's going to ask us right now. So we'll be ready to go and hopefully entertain the crowd with some great stories and some great memories and a lot of great insight on the Patriot way.
And folks, before we let him go, I just want you to know the type of individual Troy Brown is. Troy, 2005, I was on Radio Row in Jacksonville at the Super Bowl. I was with Rhode Islander Claudia Jordan. She said, Troy promised me when he comes to Radio Row, he's going to do your interview first. Suddenly, all these players emerge. Media from all over the country goes right after Troy. Troy walks right past everyone and right up to our booth and fulfills the promise. So, you don't remember it, Troy, but I remember that. You're in class act. Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Troy Brown right here on WPRO. Folks, when we come back, you're going to hear more from, well, Director John Feeney's in the studio, but it's Stone Freeman, Cam Brennan, Jonathan Feeney, Max Zwiener. They're all with the Bishop Hendrickson Sports Network staff. We're going to come back with a lot more right here on WPRO.
John DePetro.
Folks, still a lot of summer left. Plenty of time to enjoy a new Buick Encore from Paul Massey. Bobby Massey's a proud Hendrickson grad. How about the Paul Massey Buick GMC South, conveniently located Route 1 in South Kingstown, just 15 minutes from the Bishop Hendrickson campus. From tight spaces to crowded streets, the Paul Massey Buick Encore is the smart choice. 0% for 60 months, or the Paul Massey exclusive 199 lease, which is 39 months. $1,999 total due, including all fees. Stop in and visit my friends, Bobby Massey and his team, Paul Massey Buick GMC South. Over 350 brand new Buicks, GMCs available. The new state-of-the-art, customer-centric dealership, and perhaps, as I said, probably the most experienced, customer-friendly staff you're going to meet. Stop in and see them. Visit Paul Massey Buick GMC, located Route 1 South Kingstown as a tower, and always online 24/7 at paulmassey.com.
Talk to John DePetro now, 438-9776, News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO.
All right, 10:22 on this Friday. This is John DePetro, folks, weekdays, 9 till noon, right here on WPRO. Well, as I've actually said before, first of all, people know I'm a proud Hendrickson graduate, but I want to let people know in studio, we have Stone Freeman, who's going to be a senior at Bishop Hendrickson. Stone, once again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Proud walking, get the Hawk shirt going.
Absolutely.
Is that a sports network shirt that you have on, or just a Hendricken shirt?
This is just a Hendricken shirt.
Okay. And also Cam Brennan, who asked the question. You have another Hendricken shirt as well.
Yep.
I love it. We also have Jonathan Feeney, who's in studio, and Max Wiener, who's also in studio, and also John Feeney, who's the director of it. I want to start with Stone. It is so unique what Bishop Hendricken has been able to put together. And for people listening, tell exactly what is the Hendricken Hawks Sports Network.
Well, excuse me. The Sports Network is an opportunity for students like myself, Cam, Jonathan, Max, all here today, where we're not necessarily brilliant athletes going out on the field, all state and whatnot, but it gives us an opportunity to sort of communicate with those athletes and an opportunity to do something that we also enjoy as well. I watch SportsCenter every morning and Comcast Sportsnet, NESN, and I love sports more than anything in the world, and just being able to just talk sports and put your voice to moments that necessarily sort of just have applause in the background really is what the network's all about. I mean, we feed off of each other. We do sports talk shows, podcasts, commentate games, play-by-play and color analyzation. So just a good opportunity for us, even though we might not be on the field, but to be off the field, give us opportunities that necessarily not every student out there gets to have. So.
Now, Cam Brennan, what I want people to understand is when there's a Bishop Hendricken hockey game, people can watch it on, first of all, what's the website address? I usually follow it through Twitter, and there's a link right there. Or someone could just give out the website address. But what is the website address of the site?
Website. Our new website address, we just changed it. hawkssportsnetwork.wix.com/thenetwork.
Okay, and what people need to understand is, so there's a game of, as an example, Hendricken against Holgate or Mount St. Charles LaSalle. You can watch the game right there, the Hendricken game, and students are then commentating on the game.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, me and Stone, we're having fun doing football games, hockey games, baseball game as well. We're expanding into new sports like soccer and as well as, rugby maybe. But, I mean, it's a fun time. Me and Stone love it. We're also getting new members every single year, and we're getting new members as incoming freshmen and people who have seen what we've done. We had a great show with Pete Shepard from The Big Show at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, is that right? Too funny. He also attended Hendricken. But here's what I want people to understand. So, you know, coming up in September, the Hendricken football team gets ready to roll into action. I'm not sure who the first game is, but Hendricken alum others, let's say someone's playing Hendricken, whoever it might be, LaSalle, they can watch the game and hear play-by-play right there on the Hawks Sports Network. I mean, that is first of its kind in Rhode Island. It is so rare, and it's all the football games, and then you do basketball, and then you do hockey, and then I enjoy many of the baseball games at a slower pace. And it's all still in its growing stages. But now, again, how many students are involved in the program? I know Director John Feeney has been instrumental in that, but folks, you get to see the camera, people that live out of town, relatives live out of town. Fill in some of the blanks or some of the other sports or just how many students as this thing starts to grow.
Well, this past year, I think we had maybe a handful, like 10, maybe even less students. Some of the key guys that we had, Remy Morris, as well as Zach Johnson, our graduating senior, he just went off to Syracuse for a sports
look
broadcast.
At that. Great. Excellent school.
Yeah.
And Stone, what can you fill in for us?
At the network, we, like you said, you explained it perfectly, we put our voice to great moments that the school has had. I can remember me and Cam in the booth for football games, and I had one of the moments when you could say, at the 50, the 40, the 30, and it was
that is great.
It was an incredible moment, and I know John...
Now, be honest, during the course of the day, when you have to call a baseball game later in the day, aren't you looking forward more to doing the game than paying attention to math?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so you guys already have it this early.
Absolutely. We... Especially
he's at the 10. That's funny.
I love it.
Yeah. But you're going to develop your own style. That's what you guys are going to learn.
Absolutely.
But you notice more and more students are getting into it. And how do the players, your fellow students, feel about it? Suddenly, it's not just, hey, you should have been there. People can watch the action right there on the network.
Oh, absolutely. I have multiple guys from maybe they just can't make it to a game, but they understand it's still a big game. And the first question they ask me, Cam, when we walk into school, Is it on the network tonight? Absolutely. Tune in. We give them all the information and feel free to watch.
That is great. Anything else we should know? You guys want to give a shout out to anyone? I'm a big fan. You're very lucky to have John Feeney as your director. Anything else you want to pass along or tell anybody out there?
One more person who has had a big effect was D.T. Barron. He is not here with us. He is the biggest character at the network. And also that it's just not on our website. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest as well. And you can see all these little clips. Instagram is actually one of our biggest things where you can see just a big plays from spectacular athletes making spectacular plays.
All right, folks, congratulations to all you guys. Members of Bishop Pendrickin and their sports network staff. It's John DePietro. Stay tuned. A lot more ahead on this Friday.
John DePietro. Weather every hour of every day from AccuWeather. The best storm coverage you have ever heard. Trusted, depended upon. We worry about it so you don't have to. The voice of Rhode Island. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
At 10:30, this is a WPRO News Information Update brought to you by Mary Poppins, playing through August 16th at Theater by the Sea. Police in Ferguson, Missouri today released the name of the officer who fatally shot an unarmed black teenager last weekend in the St. Louis suburb. He is Darren Wilson. Police said 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot after an officer encountered him and another man on the street. There was a struggle over the officer's gun before Brown was shot multiple times. Witnesses said the officer fired on Brown as he tried running away. There may be more Alan Fung TV ads shot in Ohio in the pipeline. Fung is defending the ad. One was shot in a diner near the offices of his Ohio-based campaign consultants. His campaign says there is leftover footage that could wind up in future ads. In WPRO Business News, stocks are higher. The Dow ahead 52 points at 16,766. The NASDAQ up 28. The S&P 500 is higher by 8. In WPRO Sports, the Red Sox play the Astros, the Paw Sox play the Rail Riders tonight, and the Patriots and the Eagles in a preseason game on WPRO. From the Seascape Tree Solutions Weather Center, our exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Sun mixing in with some clouds today, the high 77, mainly clear tonight, low 53 in the suburbs, 57 in the city. A mostly sunny, pleasant day tomorrow, high 80, and a partly sunny day Sunday with a shower or thunderstorm around, high again near 80. A mix of clouds and sun right now, 69 degrees at the weather.